Part 3. Questions 16 to 22. Look at the notes about a publisher's plans for promotion this autumn. Some information is missing. You will hear part of a talk by the company's marketing director. For each question, 16 to 22, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using one or two words. You will hear the talk twice. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
OK, I just want to update you on our main plans for promotion this autumn. The main campaign will, of course, be the Pocket Dictionary, but we also have a reasonable budget for the new roadmap, which is coming out next month, as you know. For both titles, we've already taken full-page adverts in Travel magazine, and I'm also considering space for the dictionary in that new monthly Reference Now. For window and general shop display, our designer has produced the wonderful stands you can see in the corner. I'm sure you'll agree that the orange is an improvement on the green stands we had last year. We're looking at a range of free gifts for handing out at exhibitions. Currently on order are calendars and key rings, but possibly in future larger things too, like umbrellas for major clients. I'd like your views on that idea before I go ahead. Alison's managed to negotiate some airtime on Radio East, and I'm going to visit a TV network on Friday. That's more relevant to our future titles, though. Now, publicity material. Everything is listed in the annual catalogue, which will be ready to send to booksellers in December. And talking of bookseller mail shots, we've also got one going out in September, which will be our information sheet. Finally, I can confirm the venue for the dictionary launch party, which is next month. Now, some of you know we were trying to get the university library, but in fact, we've now booked the management centre, which will be excellent. Their catering is supposed to be very good.
Now you will hear the talk again.
OK, I just want to update you on our main plans for promotion this autumn. The main campaign will, of course, be the Pocket Dictionary, but we also have a reasonable budget for the new roadmap, which is coming out next month, as you know. For both titles, we've already taken full-page adverts in Travel magazine, and I'm also considering space for the dictionary in that new monthly Reference Now. For window and general shop display, our designer has produced the wonderful stands you can see in the corner. I'm sure you'll agree that the orange is an improvement on the green stands we had last year. We're looking at a range of free gifts for handing out at exhibitions. Currently on order are calendars and key rings, but possibly in future larger things too, like umbrellas for major clients. I'd like your views on that idea before I go ahead. Alison's managed to negotiate some airtime on Radio East, and I'm going to visit a TV network on Friday. That's more relevant to our future titles, though. Now, publicity material. Everything is listed in the annual catalogue, which will be ready to send to booksellers in December. And talking of bookseller mail shots, we've also got one going out in September, which will be our information sheet. Finally, I can confirm the venue for the dictionary launch party, which is next month. Now, some of you know we were trying to get the university library, but in fact, we've now booked the management centre, which will be excellent. Their catering is supposed to be very good.
That is the end of part 3. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.